BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The KZN Transport Department has attributed traffic delays on the N3 at the start of the Easter weekend to accidents and mechanical failures involving trucks. There's been an influx of travellers coming into KZN for the long weekend. The N3 toll concessions reporting about 1,000 vehicles moving through our tolls from early this morning. However, two accidents near Town Hill after midnight caused major delays. KZN Transport spokesperson Ndaba Zintle Sibiya says they've since held a meeting with key stakeholders, including the SA Freight Association, regarding these accidents.
It has been agreed that moving forward, efforts will be made to remove any truck from the road, especially those that are experiencing mechanical failures and those that are involved in accidents. In the past, we've had congestion on our road as a result of trucks that will be on our road for a long period with traffic building up. And this has really created a lot of inconvenience, especially for the motorists, the visitors. In this period, the worshippers.
To the northwest, police have arrested 104 undocumented foreign nationals near the Brits and Rustenburg areas. It's part of Operation Valam Gordi, which targeted illegal miners between the 10th and 16th of April. Police spokesperson Mpo Manyoba.
They were all charged for the contravention of Section 49 of the Immigration Act and are currently being processed through various magistrates' court before being deported by the Department of Home Affairs back to their countries. The suspects are believed to be from different countries, including Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Malawi, Nigeria, and Lesotho.
And a survey has found that South Africans are becoming more credit savvy, with 1 in 3 found to check their credit reports monthly. These were the findings of TransUnion's Q1 2025 Consumer Pulse Study. 31% of South Africans are checking credit reports monthly, half of which do so with the intention of proving their credit scores. TransUnion's Farhi Adams, in an interview with the SABC, says 34% use reports for fraud prevention despite rising scam attempts.
More than 13 million South Africans are not on the bureau, not part of the formal financial economy. By educating these customers and giving them the tools and access to get credit, we also need to ensure that they know how to manage and handle these finances, set them up for a fit financial future.
And abroad, two people are missing in Italy after an unusual storm across the Alps dumped more than a meter of snow in some areas, shutting ski areas, halting transport and leaving at least one person dead. The storm shut roads, halted trains and cut power to areas in France, Italy and Switzerland. Although snow in April is not rare in the Alps mountain range, the amount that fell in just hours was unusual and took authorities and residents by surprise. Your top story this hour, the KZN Transport Department has attributed traffic delays on the N3 at the start of the Easter weekend to accidents and mechanical failures involving trucks on the highway. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. Click on the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.